Nolte, Blacklisting Blacklisters at Hollywood Reporter Blacklist veteran film blogger Sasha Stone. By John Nolte on August 15, 2024. For some time now, the fascists who have taken over Hollywood and most especially the entertainment media have been looking for an excuse to go the full MC Carthy and blacklist Oscar blogger Sasha Stone. They are so desperate that this week they invented an absurdly dishonest reason. Breitbart readers should be familiar with Sasha Stone. 2 years ago, I interviewed her. At the time, she and I had nothing in common politics-wise. She was still a Democrat in good standing. But I'm not a fascist, so the fact that we both love movies and are concerned with how the woke terror is killing the art of the motion picture was common ground enough. She's smart, a terrific writer, and an online pioneer. A quarter century ago, in 1999, Stone basically invented the mega industry of Oscar blogging with an upstart website that is now called Awards Daily. What she launched, covering, and influencing, the Oscar horse race, is everywhere now in an institution. Over the decades, her work has appeared in Variety, The Hollywood Reporter, and The Wrap. She's appeared on NPR and been profiled in New York Magazine. In 2021, director David Fincher asked her to write and narrate the first episode of his Netflix series Voir. So what changed? Well, before we get to that, it's important to point out that Stone is not the one who changed. What I mean is this. In her writing, Stone has always been, I've read her for 20 years. Insightful, biting, passionate, sarcastic, knowledgeable, lashing, witty, and truthful. And when she engaged those same qualities in support of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, Hollywood and The Hollywood Reporter loved her. When her Take No Prisoners style advanced the causes of the left, she could do no wrong and the movie industry made it rain all over Awards Daily with advertising dollars. Here's something else that hasn't changed. Stone has always been in favor of unbridled free speech and artistic freedom. She has always opposed the mutilation and sterilization of minor children. Hey, didn't we all until about 5 minutes ago? But now that the Democrat Party has embraced censorship and the sacrificing of little kids to their trans overlords, Stone feels she has no other choice than to vote for Donald Trump. And for that apostasy, The Hollywood Reporter and their fascist journalist Rebecca Keegan have found the lamest of excuses to have her blacklisted and bankrupt Awards Daily by intimidating advertisers. Inventing excuses to annihilate political apostates is something the woke Gestapo has done many times before. If you recall, back in 2021, the Disney grooming syndicate and the entertainment media fabricated an excuse to fire and then blacklist Gina Carano. Her sin? Reminding people that the Nazis ginned up everyday Germans to terrorize the Jews. Her point? This is an obvious analogy to the violence we see from the left-wing terrorists in Anita and Black Lives Matter, not to mention the left's appalling snitch culture. Oh, but suddenly, after numerous leftists had used, and still use, Nazi comparisons against Trump and his supporters, including Carano's Disney co-star Pedro Pascal, such a thing became an outrage, a fireable offense. Hollywood Elsewhere's Jeffrey Wells is still an outspoken Trump hater. But like his longtime friend Sasha Stone, he refuses to pretend that the woke Stasi, the Robespierre Collective, have not destroyed movies. I've been reading Wells for nearly as long as I've been reading Stone. We agree on very little, but what makes his site so compelling is 1. He's a dynamite writer, and 2. His site is more than a movie site. It's basically a stream of consciousness, which frequently reveals his flaws. For more than 15 years, none of this was a problem. But after he began railing against the anti-art horrors of woke, all of a sudden Jeff Wells being Jeff Wells became a problem. In one of those stream of consciousness posts, Wells published an exchange he had with a friend who suggested that the murder of 3 Asian women might create sympathy for Asian director Chloe Zhao in the form of Oscar wins. If you know anything about the knee-jerk academy and how it likes to virtue signal, the post made perfect sense. Nevertheless, Hollywood's McCarthyites were desperate for a reason to silence the anti-woke apostate and Wells was booted out of the Critical Association and lost his advertisers. So now we get to the sin invented to erase everything Sasha Stone has spent 25 years building. Here's how she explained something that wouldn't require explaining if the left and entertainment media weren't looking for any excuse to ruin her. W. Hen I saw, a, white men for Kamala Harris. announcement, I could not help but note the irony and hilarity of a whites-only fundraiser. So I made the joke of white power because that's what it was. It was white power dressed up as allyship, and I thought it was funny. To put it another way, segregation is back in. Stone saw a tweet announcing a White Dudes for Harris fundraiser and tweeted out white power. Everyone, including the McCarthyites at The Hollywood Reporter, knows what she meant. Anyone who knows her or her work knows what she meant. Anyone with an IQ over 50 knows what she meant. Of course, it was irony. Of course, it was sarcasm. But that's how desperate the woke Gestapo are to destroy her. I don't link fascism, but this is all you need to know from The Hollywood Reporter. A quote from Sasha Stone is toxic now, one executive told me, saying that their studio was pulling its ad dollars from awards daily. A representative for another studio said they would no longer invite her to screenings and events. If she's trying to be sarcastic, said a high-profile Academy member, it's not funny. Within 2 weeks, three of awards daily's most prolific contributors announced they were leaving Stone's website to found a new one of their own. Stone's white power remark may be the one to finally get her exiled from Hollywood. In some ways, the ostracism seems like what she's wanted. Living proof of her thesis on the left's growing intolerance. The same people looking to blacklist Sasha Stone are undoubtedly the same types who lay in bed at night and imagine themselves going back in time to play the hero who stands up to Joe McCarthy, but look at them now. Just like Joe McCarthy, they hide behind virtue and fabricate sins to destroy someone only because they disagree with her politics. If you want to support Sasha Stone, you can subscribe to her Substack column here. Correction, Jeff Wells did not suggest three Asian murders would benefit an Asian director at the Oscars. A friend of his did, and Wells published it. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.